Okay, we get to have musicians from Music Fest Northwest. Yes, it is true, there is no Music Fest Northwest being presented this year due to the obvious reasons. Nevertheless, we have a proud legacy over the last 25 years of having brought students from Music Fest Northwest who were chosen by the adjudicators to come in and play live in our studio. An amazing experience because they get really no warm-up, no tryout, no nothing except just to walk in a room, listen to another kid play, generally it's been kids, and then walk right up to the piano or get out their instrument, tune quickly, and play some music. And I've been pleased to host that all these years with certainly plenty of help, including from my colleague Jim Tevenin, who's been engineering in recent years. And he and I have shared the hosting duties of the evening concerts, which have happened from Music Fest Northwest. Nevertheless, we have a treasure trove of recordings, especially from about the last 12 years. And so we're just going to hear from there. We really mistook in calling it highlights. It can't be called highlights. It has to be called random samples because there's so many fabulous performers from Music Fest Northwest. And we're going to get right on with that right away. The foundation of Music Fest Northwest right after World War II was from piano teachers and pianists. So we'll have plenty of pianists, but we'll also hear plenty of other instruments along the way from now till noon today, tomorrow, and Friday. So today it's primarily 2008, 2009, 2010, right around there that we will be focusing. And we begin with Annika Lavoie. So let's pretend that we're in the studio about 11 years ago, right now. Annika Lavoie playing Brahms. A senior at Mount Spokane High School and has for us the Brahms Capriccio. Thank you. So, Annika, did you have another short piece you wanted to play, just at the drop of a hat? Cool. Okay, the Bach Italian Concerto, second movement, played for us by pianist Annika Lavoie. But before you begin, let me say what you were just playing. That was the Brahms Capriccio. Okay, Annika, go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annika. Annika Lavoy. Come over and talk to me for just a second, Annika. Annika Lavoy playing for us the second movement of the Bach Italian Concerto. So you unwittingly got made the poster child for this whole event, didn't you, last year? When and I should say that all these people have their photographs taken by Shelley and our other staff, and so we put it on our program guide and things. Did anybody ever see it and comment to you?
Yes, they did. My whole choir did. They went to one of the symphonies and noticed me on the back page. A little embarrassed, but pretty excited too.
That's true. Yeah, we were using it in the ad for what we did.
It was cool. Pretty neat.
So you're a senior by now. What are you going to do next year?
I'm going to go to college in Tacoma, Puget Sound, so I'm pretty excited.
Nice.
Getting a job this summer to finish up the money, but I should be on my way.
Good for you, Annika. Thanks so much for all these years of playing.
Okay.
Annika Lavoy, pianist Mai Lim. 15-year-old pianist who studies with Janice Smith and has a couple movements of a Mendelssohn piano sonata, the sonata Opus 106, movements 3 and 4. Let's enjoy pianist Mai Lim.
Thank you.
Mai Lim playing for us Mendelssohn Sonata, Opus 106, Movements 3 and 4. Thank you so much, Mai. It was beautiful. Performers from the year 2009 that performed in our studio, our old studio, so we hear the sound of our piano in the old studio. It's better now, but we certainly hear the gorgeous music making of two pianists, which are at the heart of Music Fest Northwest. And we've heard so many pianists, hundreds and hundreds of pianists, over the 25 years that we've been doing this. Most of the students who perform are advanced, are high school students and college students, but we get a few really young ones too that showed promise that the educators felt needed to be heard on the radio. So let's hear one of these very, very young people just starting out at the beginning of his performing career. Okay, James Baldwin is with us. I think he has a semi-famous dad, Alec, anyway. James Baldwin is an 8-year-old violinist who's a student of his dad, Dr. Philip Baldwin, and he's joined by pianist Bev Rhodes, and the two of them together, you're all tuned and everything, ready to go? And so the two of them, of James Baldwin and his pianist, are going to play a bourré by Handel. Go ahead, James. Thank you. nice, James. Thanks. Want to come over here and talk to me? Wow. Now, James, usually when I see a violinist who's 8 years old, he has a bunch of little pieces of tape on his fingerboard. How come you don't have any pieces of tape on your fingerboard?
Well, I used to, but now I'm good enough that I can place my fingers in the right spots without having the tape.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, yeah. When you got to get that, that makes you a real violinist, doesn't it? When you get the tape taken off your fingerboard. Cool. How many violins are in your house? Just about, more or less.
I'm not sure. I think about maybe 7.
Yeah, it would seem like there'd be a lot of violins in your house, because both your mom and dad play violin, right?
Yep.
And do any of your brothers play violin?
Yep, both my brothers play violin.
So everybody in the house plays violin?
Mm-hmm.
Do you all practice at the same time?
Mostly.
Yeah, okay. Do you like practicing? Or is that a fair thing to say when your dad and your teacher sitting
like
in the room?
I like to practice.
Yeah, okay. Now, what do you do when you're not playing the violin?
I play soccer on the weekends.
Oh, yeah?
And I go to school a lot. Every day, actually.
Is your class at Brentwood Elementary listening to you right now, do you think?
They might be.
I hope they are. Would you want to tell them hello?
Yes.
Tell your class hello.
Hi, right. Class.
There you go. Okay. Cool. Well, thank you for your first appearance on the radio. We'll hear many more from you, violinist James Baldwin. Appreciate it, James. Okay. Great.